USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The FBI says it's too soon to say what's behind a deadly mass shooting at the Pensacola Naval Air Station in Florida. A Saudi military officer who was training at the airbase opened fire, killing three people and then himself. The FBI's Rachel Rojas says there's a lot of speculation because the shooter is a foreign national.
There are many reports circulating, but the FBI deals only in facts.
President Trump says Saudi Arabia's King Salman called him to express his outrage.
The king said that the Saudi people are greatly angered by the barbaric actions of the shooter, and that this person in no way, shape, or form represents the feelings of the Saudi people.
The shooting comes on the heels of another deadly shooting at the Navy base in Pearl Harbor, which happened last Wednesday. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action, not a loan company.
Economists and investors are celebrating the November jobs report. It showed employers added another 266,000 jobs. Gus Boucher from PNC Financial explains the findings.
The job market is very good. We had a small decline in the unemployment rate. We've had wage growth of about 3.1% over the past year. So we have more people working. They have bigger paychecks. Consumers are in excellent shape. This should be a good holiday shopping season.
The stock market soared on the news. The Dow shot up 337 points. Pacific Gas and Electric has reached a settlement of $13.5 billion to resolve all major claims related to wildfires blamed on its outdated equipment and negligence. Government officials have recently accused the company of failing to inspect and maintain its transmission network. The California Power Company says it's a key step to getting out of Chapter 11 bankruptcy. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaruth, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Alaruth Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Pat Sajak is back on Wheel of Fortune following a health scare. The 73-year-old game show host returned to filming after undergoing emergency surgery for a blocked intestine. Producers shared a photo on Twitter of Sajak at his post, saying the cast and crew, including hostess Vanna White, were happy to welcome Sajak back. Beginning Monday, Vanna White will be hosting 3 weeks of Wheel of Fortune that were filmed during Sajak's recovery. The president spoke at a White House roundtable on small business and red tape reduction on Friday. USA's John Hunt has details.
He told reporters that they're looking very strongly at sinks and showers and other elements of bathrooms, including low-flow toilets, saying people are flushing toilets 10 times, 15 times, as opposed to once, and they end up using so much more water. The president also talked about the effect of newer light bulbs.
They got rid of the light bulb that people got used to. The new bulb is many times more expensive. And I hate to say it, it doesn't make you look as good. Of course, being a vain person, that's very important to me. It gives you an orange look. I don't want an orange look. Has anyone noticed that? So we'll have to change those bulbs at least a couple of rooms where I am in the White House.
The administration announced in September it was rolling back requirements for high-energy light bulbs to save money. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.